People come into this world and live for a while and eventually leave once death comes to them. Allah has not made the system of life and death a futile exercise. There's great wisdom in this. Allah Rabbul Izzah says in Surah Qiyamah, أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَن يُتْرَكَ السُّدَى. That does man think he will be left just like that? Allah has not created man in vain. Allah gave man life and has revealed certain orders and injunctions that has to be carried out. And the more good deeds a person does, the better the person will be. And once we die, that is when we'll be rewarded according to the good deeds that we've done, that we've carried out in this world. And one will be punished for the sins that one has perpetrated while living in this world. Allah Rabbul Izzah says in verse number 2 of Surah Mulk, Alladhi khalaqa al-mauta wal-hayata. Allah created life, or Allah created death, and then He created life. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ to test you, أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Who is the best with regards to doing good deeds? So our existence in this world is really a test. The death and living, it is a test. In the beginning we were nothing. That is why death is created, mentioned first. And then Allah granted us life. And then we will experience death again. And then Allah will bring us back to life again. And therefore, in Surah Baqarah, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, how can you disbelieve? كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا. You were lifeless, فَأَحْيَاكُمْ. And He gave you life. ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ. Thereafter, He will cause you to die. ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ. And He will give you life again. ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. And then you will return to Allah Rabbul Izzah. So it is a cycle that we are going through. The cycle of life and death. And the purpose for which this has been given to us is to test us, and to test us who is ahsanu amala, who does the best deeds. So we're not to just do deeds, but we are to do the best of deeds. We need to do deeds that are of a great quality, and we need to do deeds that would be impressive. It needs to be of a high caliber and a high quality, and that is what we will be rewarded for. So on the day of Qiyamah, it won't be counted as to such and such person fasted so many Ramadans, 30 Ramadans, but rather the action of Ramadan, the action of fasting will be brought and will be weighed on a scale, and we will be rewarded for that. Similarly, our Salah will not be counted in numbers, 60,000 Salah or 70,000 Salah, but rather it will be brought and it will be weighed. In the end, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ. Allah is the mighty, and He is the most forgiving. He is the mighty. Allah is mighty, yet, you know, He is, despite that, He having complete control over everything, He is forgiving. Despite His might, He is still forgiving. He will forgive any transgressions and at any point if we overstep the mark. May Allah Rabbul Izzah give us the ability to do good deeds that will weigh heavy on our scales on the day of Qiyamah.